1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a legendary actor who's on his new stand-up comedy tour, My Crazy Ex-Wife. Welcome to The Rocker Morning Show, Tom Arnold. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Great, Tom. How you been, man?
Oh, bid well.
Heck yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to this new tour that's coming our way December 12th at The Vault Saginaw and January 23rd and 24th at One Night Stands Comedy Club, Waterford Township. Tickets are on your website, TomArnold.com. Tell us about this upcoming tour, man. What can guests expect on this go around?
Well, I started in May, been to a bunch of different towns. I wanted to make sure I haven't done an official tour in many years before COVID, but I thought, well, I wanted to reflect my current life. You know, I'm a 66 and a half year old single dad with a 12 year old and a 9 year old, and I thought, well, that's kind of an interesting life I have, and I talk a lot about that, but I also talk about the show business stuff. You know, I've been in 150 movies, 4 good ones. And then I talked a little bit about some personal stuff that people may know about, historical stuff, except I have details that perhaps they don't remember. But my Crazy Ex-Wife comedy tour, people are like, oh, I know which Crazy Ex-Wife that's about. Roseanne. And I'm like, she's not even close to my craziest ex-wife, because Roseanne and I never had kids together. You know, the worst thing she did was go on Saturday Night Live and say, Tom Arnold has a 3-inch penis, which is confidential information, man. You know, she's supposed to take that to the grave, you know. But even a 747 looks small when it flies over the Grand Canyon. So everything is in perspective, but my fourth ex-wife, you know, we did have kids together. And also, you could have 3 ex-wives and still kind of go, women, buddy, women. But if you have 4 ex-wives, you go, oh, my God, it's me. And it is me 100%. So, yeah, my fourth ex-wife, we had kids. Usually people get divorced. They say, I hate you, but I love the kids more. And that does, I can tell you, that doesn't always happen. So, my son's like, Daddy, why don't you have a Lambo? And I'm like, son, I could have a Lambo, but 8 years ago I got you guys. The cord is very expensive. But I wouldn't trade a thing for it. I wouldn't trade a thing.
Well, I'm sure when it comes to jokes, about people, is there ever a risk in getting in legal trouble? Or do you kind of like blur the lines a little bit so that you can still obviously work through it through comedy and not endanger yourself in any way?
Well, with my first ex-wife, there's a lot of public record stuff of both of us. My fourth, there's a lot of legal public record stuff that you can Google. You know, she swatted us. And, you know, that's when you're home asleep with the kids. And she calls the cops. His name is Tom Arnold. He's very violent. He's got a lot of guns. And I'm worried about the kids. And the cops come in hot. And the poor cops, and I beat him outside. I'm like, slow down, boys. Call your supervisor because you've been here a lot. But it's a school night. I'm not waking up the kids.
Yeah. Okay?
You got to take my word for it. They're fine. And most importantly, I got no guns. And then the cops leave, and I'm like, kids, wake up. We got to hide the freaking guns now. Gosh darn it. Your mom is ruining everything. But, you know, there's a lot of things that she's done that are like that, you know, and public. And I try to make the best of it. My kids always have made the best of it. And you try not for them to see stuff. Sometimes you have to explain what just happened. We try to make the best of it. And again, I'm so grateful that these kids are, that I have them. I just sent them off to school. What a blessing they are.
That's awesome, man. And you've done a lot of firsts too. You finished directing your first film, which is The Breakup Pill. Yeah. What's this film about?
Okay, The Breakup Pill is, by the way, it wasn't my intention to direct it.
Okay.
We were gonna film it in January in the Pacific Palisades. I was just gonna act in it and get paid because I really need the money. The fire happened, which was an awful thing, the Palisades. It burned all of our sets. A lot of our friends lost their homes. So they said, we'll do it in March. And then March came around, and then they had to fire the director. And they said, we're going to have to push it to summer. And I said, no, if it stays on track, I will direct it. And so I did, and surprisingly, it came out well. You know, my daughter read the script when she first found out I was directing it, and said, there's a part for me here, Dad. She's 9. The flower girl. And I looked at it, and I said, yeah, you know what? You can do that, and then your friend Millie could do it. She's like, no, no, just Millie's Moody, Dad. I think I should do my first movie alone, which is hilarious. So she did that, and she did, you know, so cute, did a great job. And then on the way home that night, she's like, I want to come back to the set with you tomorrow, Dad. I go, well, there's no parts, you know. I don't think there's any extras. I don't, you know, she goes, oh, can I wear a hoodie and walk in the background? Like, this is pretty great. As I said, you could come to work with me. It's going to be very boring. You have to sit in hair and makeup, and because I have to be on the monitor out there. And she loved it. I'd look over and see a golf cart coming towards me. It'd be her driving it. So, but we did shoot it at theater that day. So she's in the back behind the main people. For some reason, her character's now in the theater. But she loved doing it. It's boring, you know. It's actual work, but she loved it. And when I finished the movie, I was editing it. You know, I go through and you say, "Oh, at 14 minutes and 13 seconds, this shot looks weird or whatever." So I sat in my office, I edited it. She went in my office after me and watched and made notes herself. And I thought it was so cute when I went in there and said, "Like at 16 minutes and 12 seconds, this guy's throat looks weird." And I'm like, that's hilarious. And then I look at, and his throat does look weird. So she was very helpful in doing this, but had a great cast. It comes out next year, early next year, and he's good. Here's the log line. A kid is going through another breakup. He's very depressed. His whole life is about these breakups. His therapist says, they're trying this new pill. They're looking for volunteers. It's a breakup pill. You know, the part of your brain that makes you suffer for breakups, it will shut that down. Anyway, he starts taking the pill. It does work, and then it goes sideways, and then he has to come in, and I tell him, actually, you're taking a placebo. You know, it's this whole process where he gets better. But the young people that are in the movie are very funny, and then things work out.
That's awesome. That's so funny. That's just dealing with breakups. And I know you, we were talking last time we talked about how you got married in Michigan before. One of the films that you've done, you got to work with a fellow Michigan actor, Bruce Campbell. You starred alongside him in McHale's Navy. I was just curious what it was like shooting that film with not just Bruce, but like all the whole cast of characters that were in that film.
Well, McHale's Navy, you know, there are some movies that are more fun to do than others.
Yeah.
And we shot that at Bar de Navidad, Mexico. David Alan Grier, Frenchie Stewart, Deborah Messing, it was kind of her first movie.
Yeah.
Ernest Borgnine was in it because I said, if I'm going to play McHale, he has to be in it. So
right.
We had a lot of fun. Bruce Campbell really is a fun, legendary dude. You know, he does those Comic-Cons, makes so much money.
Yeah.
But he's a funny guy. We all had we're the only Americans down there, and we had a lot of fun and did some very stupid stuff together. And Tim Curry was in that. One of my childhood heroes from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
That was just a home run, that movie. I loved it.
Really was. Yeah, I'm excited, man. This comedy tour is going to be great. Like I said, you're going to be in Saginaw and Waterford. Have you played these cities before?
I don't know that I have.
Okay.
But then again, each city, we started in May. Each city I go, they go, have you played here before? I tell my opener, I don't know, I haven't. The people bring pictures of me from 10 years ago when I was in that city and thinner, more thin. So, yeah, but it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be very exciting.
Heck yeah, man. December 12th at the Vault, Saginaw, and January 23rd, 24th, One Night Stands Comedy Club in Waterford Township. Tickets go to TomArnoldComedy.com. Tom, always great pleasure talking to you, man. Best of luck on the tour and in the future, and we'll catch you at one of these Michigan shows for sure. I'll come up and say hi.
Oh, please do. Thank you, buddy.
We go way into depth about Tom's career and some of the movies that he's done. The full interview is available on demand now on the 107.7 RKR app. You can download it.